He's known as the ultimate in the sports universe. That's right, the ultimate. The man, the myth, the ego. It's the Afternoon Sports Beat with Jim Traber on 98.1 FM. WWLS, the sports animal.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Afternoon Sports Beat on this freezing, be relatively content Thursday. I'm Jim Traber, your host, going to be with you until 6 o'clock talking sports. And I'm here today at Love Plastic Surgery and Aesthetics. That's right, Dr. Tim Love, more than 30 years of experience in hair restoration, plastic surgery, and aesthetics. And I know people that have come here for different reasons. And I just talked a little bit with Dr. Love, and I'm telling you, man, these people are great out here. And look, I know that some of you are embarrassed that you're losing your hair, okay? I mean, I understand that. And the thing nowadays is people just shave their heads, and that's cool. I mean, people look good with shaved heads. I'm not going to say you don't. But if you don't want to lose your hair, or maybe you want to do, you know, make it come back, Dr. Love has got some incredible stuff that we're going to talk about today. From hair transplants to this PRP, it's platelet-rich plasma that uses your own cells to naturally regrow your own hair. And they do everything. I mean, they do a bunch of plastic surgery. He does just great, great things. And I'll be telling you about it all day today as it goes along. The number here is 751-LOVE, Dr. Love. Wasn't there a song called Dr. Love? They call me Dr. Love. Yeah. Is that Aerosmith? Who is that? Who is it? Motley Crue. Thank you. Motley Crue. I'm just going to sing that all day so everybody remembers it really closely. Dr. Love. 405-751-LOVE. That's 5683, L-O-V-E. Matt, you remember that song, Dr. Love, dude?
Thought it was Kiss.
It is Kiss. You were wrong. It was Kiss. You got me in trouble. Daggone it, you make me look bad. It's okay, I'm not worried. Mark Rogers said Kiss, not Motley. There it is. Here it is. We're playing it. Turn it up. There we go. Yes. Dr. Love.
You need my love, baby, oh so bad.
That's nice, man. I like that. Good job, Matt. Very nicely done. Yeah, Mark Rogers is mad at me. He said I'm awful. I didn't say Motley Crue. Somebody else told me, Mark, why don't you get mad at me? I don't know. I'm not a Kiss guy. I don't like Kiss. It's okay. Matt, how you doing today, dude? You good?
Yeah, man. Apart from this weather, I don't have a single complaint. Today's been awesome.
Dude, it is really cold outside. And I'm going to tell you what, over the next day and a half, we've got some bad rain coming too, dude. A lot of rain.
See, I can deal with the cold, I can deal with the wind, but once it gets wet, that's when I'm entirely out with
the
worst
weather. Thing is cold rain. That's the worst thing. If it's going to be cold and we're going to get precip, I want snow. Now, Al Esbeck will yell at me because, you know, he always likes to talk about the merchants and how the snow hurts them, and it does. All I ask for, dude, is one day a week, I just want one day a year, I just want snow. That's all. Get about 4, 5, 6 inches. One day. That's it. You like the snow, Matt?
I do, as long as there's no ice or sleet or anything like that.
Our brethren up in the northwest part of the state, I think, is going to get some ice. So
that really puts a halt on things.
Ugly. Yeah, ice is terrible. It really is. Absolutely terrible. By the way, are you losing your hair, dude? If you want to come over to Dr. Love, man, we'll get your hair.
Not yet, but give me 5 years. Who knows what'll happen?
5 years. Is your dad have hair?
He does. He actually got a nice set of hair still. So that gives me
your granddad.
That gives me hope. Man, it has been. Let's see, on his side,
either side. I think it's your mama's side. I think they go by, like, it skips a generation.
Yeah, well, that's who I'm named after on my mom's side. I think he had a nice set of hair for a while.
Okay,
I think
good.
So.
Well, then you should be all right then.
But if not, I know where to go.
We got a lot to talk about. Boy, the baseball thing is just getting uglier and uglier and uglier, the things that are coming out. I should have known that there would have been more. Of course, and we'll talk about that in a little bit because Carlos Beltran gets his first managerial job on November 1st, and now he has to quit because he's getting ready. I mean, he's in trouble. So, you know what? Listen, what do I say on this program all the time? I say it all the time, Matt. You hear me? People get sick of it. There are rules and laws for a reason. If you don't like them, change them. But if you break them, be ready to deal with the consequences. Right? Isn't that what life is about, Matt? I mean, I always say, it's not that hard to not get arrested. You know, it's not that hard. I mean, our laws are not that terrible. And this is a rule that is terrible that they broke. So we'll talk more about that in a little bit, especially the new stuff that's coming out, which really makes a couple of players that I really like look bad. So, and I guess it's almost pretty much proven. It's not even like possibly. It looks like it's going to be true. So, what'd you think of the Thunder last night, Matt? Huh? That was some impressive basketball, wasn't it?
Well, how bad did my prediction look yesterday? I was looking at the clutch numbers, for both teams, and the Raptors are totally average. I think they're 500 in clutch situations.
I brought you up yesterday,
and now they're above 500. And the Thunder, obviously, we know what they've done in the clutch, and the reverse happened in that game. So,
yeah, I brought you up yesterday that stat that you brought up. I brought that up on the pregame show.
Well, good. Everybody who heard my bad opinion got to hear it again. So
no, that was a stat.
Look, that's the way that it goes, man. Sometimes you get fortune in clutch time. We talked about this when it happened. The Spencer Dinwiddie missed free throw. If that doesn't happen, the Thunder don't have a chance to win that game. So sometimes it doesn't fall your way.
Listen, I bow down to the Thunder and have. And frankly, I bowed down to him last night for even making it a halfway decent game. But look at some of the ways they've won. Remember how they beat Toronto the first time, right? I mean, Paul George got him Chris Paul got him untucked jersey, right?
That's right, the delay of game thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically how they won that game. Then, you know, that was Brooklyn, and then you brought up Dinwiddie if he just makes a daggone free throw. And that one, I mean, it's just... I give it up. When you win games, it's a winner. I mean, that's the way it is. You win, you win. I'm not going to take it away. But they've had some really, really close games that could have gone either way. Now, last night, they just got obliterated. I mean, they just got run out of the daggone gym.
It's with the two big guys out, Jim, and looking at the schedule going forward, I mean, that's going to be huge. That's a huge loss. They don't have another guy. Justin Patton is not the answer. Mike Muscala is not the answer.
What about is Adams out for a while?
It's hard to say. He's definitely hurt. I mean, he left the game with a knee contusion. I don't even think we saw him return to the bench or anything like that. So even if he does come back, you've got to think he'd be limited, right?
Yeah, but contusions are, by definition, somebody hit his knee, right?
Right. It's just a little bit worse version of a bruise. Right?
Right. So
it's not super major.
I wouldn't think that would be like some big long-term deal. Now, we talk about it all the time. When you're 7 foot, your legs are different than, you know, like you and me. So, it's going to affect him a little bit more maybe than just the normal person.
I've just got a bad feeling about it. I mean, and I'm not saying extended time, but maybe the next 4 or 5. Again, that's just a bad feeling. He didn't come back. We just didn't see him.
I know. Well, what's wrong with Nerlens Noel?
He's missed the past several games. I forget what the exact injury is. I'll look it up.
I know. I wonder how long until he...
Ankle sprain. He's already missed 6 games now total.
Really? Has it been that many? Golly. You know, a guy that I get on all the time, Muscala, you know, other than some of the worst shots I've ever seen in my life, I mean, the dude threw up an air ball from 12 feet, then he threw up a horrible air ball from the corner from the three, and then he almost broke the backboard from 3-point range on that one from the front, top of the key. But having said all that, he didn't play that bad of a game. I mean, look. You know what he is, Matt? It's really, really simple. And I talk about this kind of stuff all the time. I look, this is the way I judge things, Matt. I look for people. Do I believe that they can be a sufficient, good, solid player on a team that can challenge to win a championship? Just challenge. I'm not saying to win it, because I know how hard it is to win a championship. And frankly, they're putting people on the floor right now that don't fit that category, if you ask me, Matt. They just are.
Oh, I mean, Muscala, and it depends on what you're saying. Like a sixth man, there's no way. Maybe
I'm talking about, what are you going to play, eight or nine men? I'm talking about a man who's going to be in that eight or nine man rotation.
Yeah, and I think Muscala might be eight or nine in that at best.
Yeah, I don't mind putting Muscala on the end of my bench. I just don't want him playing a lot.
He's a role player, and he's definitely not a five. I think that's pretty clear. I mean, he's a four. He's a stretch four.
Yeah, but he worked hard last night.
He does work hard. But it's just a pick and roll, and he's going to get filleted, and also no rim protection whatsoever. And I don't think Justin Patton is that guy either.
Yeah, no, it hurts when you lose your first and second team guy at any position.
And you know who's coming into town tomorrow night is the Miami Heat, who in Bam Adebayo might be one of the top five centers in the NBA right now.
Yeah. No, you're right. And then they play Portland and Whiteside, you know. I know a lot of people don't like the guy.
They play the Magic with Vucevic. They play the Timberwolves with Towns. That's all in the next 10 days.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a good point. I'm just not convinced. I'm just, you know, I mean, I'll give these guys more time, but this is what I do on the radio. I kind of talk about things before other things and, you know, in advance kind of deal. And frankly, to tell you the truth, for me, the only young player that I really, really like is Baisley. I mean, I think Diallo is an unbelievable athlete, but as long as he doesn't shoot the ball from the outside, then he's definitely serviceable. I'm just not a big Ferguson guy. I know he can play defense, but I think that eventually when you're playing against teams that are going to score, you have him not being able to score a lot of times. I just think that might hinder you a little bit. Who else young? You know, Nader and all those guys.
Obviously, SGA. Obviously.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, I'm really high on him.
You got to include him, though.
Yeah, I'm really high on him. Yeah. I mean, I'm not even talking about him. I'm just talking about the guys who will end up being, could end up being role players.
Gotcha.
You know, that's who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Gilgeous Alexander is, I mean, the only argument we've had about him is whether he's going to be a number one or a number two. That's the only one.
As constructed, I think this team is average. I mean, maybe a little bit above average. I don't think that this is a contending team. I kind of wonder how much of this roster will be here in 2 years. I mean, I think it's safe to say no more than three or four guys, right? Considering the amount of draft picks they have coming and all that.
I'll tell you what, in 15 or 16 months is when it's going to be interesting, because that's when Schroeder and Adams come up. Right? Those when they both come up. So what are they going to do? Are they going to end up keeping those guys? I mean, I know that people would love to see him stay. Adams is a guy that, frankly, you got to cut his salary a whole bunch. I mean, you can't pay him $25 million anymore. I mean, it just isn't the way it is nowadays for a center of what he does. But, and Toronto, let's face facts, too. I mean, when they played Toronto the first time, Toronto didn't have Siakam. And they got some – Toronto's got some good players, man.
They've got a great coach, I think, too. I think Nick Nurse is probably top five in the league.
Yeah. They were kind of taking shots at him on the TV broadcast.
That's not entirely – what were they taking shots at him about? I was watching. I had the volume down, though.
They took a shot at him about how he has – when they played him in Toronto, and then they played him last night, that his when he tried to challenge.
I actually knew what you're talking about how he's bad at challenging.
Yeah, ripped. I mean, Matt Pinto just ripped him.
Brand new thing. That's a first. I mean, but you talk
so
about
he has terrible challenges.
You talk about schematically and X's and O's wise and role players. Nick Nurse is a good coach. There's no doubt.
I'm in, dude. I like him. I like him a lot. Yeah. I think there's some really good coaches in the East. Milwaukee is tremendous. They got a bunch of good. They got a bunch of good, obviously, Spoelstra down in Miami.
How can we always forget about Spoelstra, man? He's great.
McMillan. I think Nate McMillan's. I don't know about
he's
you.
Big
I think
time
he's
too.
A tremendous coach.
He's big time.
There's a bunch of good coaches over there. I will tell you this, though, that I've never in my life, with Matt Pinto doing the play-by-play, I've never in my life heard – it was literally a crybaby festival between him and Michael Cage. I've never heard anything like it. Every single play for a period of time they cried about. Oh, that's a tough call. And then, you know, Matt Pinto likes to do that deal where they'll throw it to a guy and he goes – Lowry traveled, didn't call. I mean, he does that all the time. That he turned it over. He carried the ball. They didn't call it. You know, it's just like, it's just unbelievable. Just on and on and on. You know, like I said, the young kid, who's calling the games, he doesn't do it. I don't know if it's because he's young. I don't know if he's because he doesn't believe in it. I don't know if he just thinks that his job is to call and call the game, which I would agree with. But when you get Matt Pinto in there, who cries like a baby, and Michael Cage, who is literally the worst at it, well, then you just have this. It was unbelievable. I don't know how the Thunder. Because, you know, one of the main reasons why they are like that is because the Thunder. They want them to be, you know, homers, and that's fine. But I don't know how you can listen to that broadcast if you're like the owner or the general manager and not say to yourself, man, that's too much. That's overboard. That's overboard. Because that was just – I've never seen it like it. Well, I just got a text message that said it makes listening to the Thunder on the radio so difficult. Well, the problem last night was that if you're on the radio – you know, when Matt Pinto does both radio and television, he doesn't do the radio – because I purposely was watching the television, Matt, and there was a play where one of the Toronto guys dribbled through everybody and laid it up for a basket, right? And then Thunder took the ball out of bounds. And Matt Pinto never, ever, ever said what happened. I mean, he never said Davis to the basket, you know, scores over whatever. He never said a word about it. So if you're on the radio, you don't got any idea what's happening. What Matt Pinto needs to do is call the dude from the Phoenix Suns and ask him, hey, how did you do radio and television at the same time? There's got to be a happy medium. Because when you're on the radio, I had two people last night text me and go, I'm listening on the radio. I got no ideas what's going on. And this is just, look, they cannot care about what I say. People cannot care about what I say as far as them being homers or saying those things. But that's not me right there. That's huge Thunder fans that are texting me and saying, I got no idea what's going on. I can't hear it. I can't hear what he didn't say anything. That's a tough deal, man. Tough deal. But I wasn't the only one that thought that. It was literally that's a tough call. How can you make that call? What are they looking at? What? No, I mean, just every play up and down the field. So, floor. Let's take a Chaps Fly water break, goodbye, and get a pressure washer. I am here today at Love Plastic Surgery and Aesthetics. Dr. Tim Love is one of the leading plastic surgeons in Oklahoma with more than 30 years of experience in hair restoration, plastic surgery, and aesthetics. Board certified by the American Board of Plastic Surgery. And I'm going to tell you something now. It's really impressive because they've got this strip harvesting hair transplant method that provides the best results for his patients, and he wants to know if you want to look younger, want to feel healthier. They got a bunch of things for you. Give them a call, 405-751-LOVE. That's 751-5683. Or you can go to drtimlove.com. A lot more coming up, including Traber's Take, right here on the Leader in Sports, The Animal. We're back. Here today at Love Plastic Surgery and Aesthetics, Dr. Tim Love, We're right here off the Hefner Parkway, Hefner Road. You're going to try to break that camera. Is that what you're going to do? Is that what y'all doing over there? Trying to get that fixed? You want to get a new one, new camera? I understand. Very nice. These people are awesome over here, having a great time. Tell you all about it as we go along today. Let's go to Traber's Take.
It's time for Traber's Take.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Sponsored by Boomer Kia. Don't settle for used. Buy new with Boomer Kia. Go to BoomerKia.com and get pre-approved instantly without affecting your credit. Traber's Take on 98.1 FM WWLS, the sports animal.
Man, I looked at a mirror over here. I got stuff on my daggone shirt. You ever get that, Matt? You ever know, you know, you got no idea that you got something on you, and then there's like a mirror over here, and I looked to the side, and I got stuff all over me. Look like a pig.
It happens probably two or three times a week to me, and nobody ever tells me. Nobody ever says anything.
No one ever tells me either. I don't know why. You know, I guess they want me to walk around looking like a pig. All right, I tried to get it off, but I don't know if I can. So this baseball thing, if you haven't heard, Carlos Beltran, ladies and gentlemen, has now basically quit his job. I mean, they fired him, but I think it was, they say, you know, that it's one of those deals where it was mutual. Carlos Beltran finally got a managerial job on November 1st. He took over for the Mets, and now he is no longer their manager because he has a big part in this what's becoming a horrific, and I mean a horrific, scandal for baseball because it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So a girl on Twitter who claims is Carlos Beltran's niece says that Altuve and Bregman wore buzzers that were letting them know what was coming under their jerseys. So they had buzzers that would go off, like, you know, whether it was a fastball or breaking ball or whatever. And if you remember, he hit the walk-off, Altuve hit that walk-off home run against Chapman to go to the World Series. And you can see him yelling at his team at home plate to not tear his jersey off. Baseball Insider said the story has been corroborated by many of four other people, and he believes it to be true. Trevor Bauer, the pitcher, he tweeted that he's heard this from multiple people and that it's true. Now, I don't know about you, Matt, but, dude, this is – if this stuff is proven that Altuve and Bregman wore buzzers under their jerseys, well, now it's time for somebody – these are players that need to be suspended as well.
Well, yeah. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
The only problem before was the logistical problem, but if you have
right
one or two guys that you can absolutely nail on something like that, you need to go ahead and do it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that's what we talked about a lot the last day or two. Everybody's going, what about the players? And you and I both said, how do you do it? Well, what do you do? I mean, if you don't know exactly who did what. But now, if they prove that these two guys had buzzers, you know what happens with these stories, dude? It always happens. If there are little ancillary parts of the story, they come out. I promise you this, dude. There are 5, 6, 9, 10 Houston Astros and Boston Red Sox that are sitting at home right now, scared to death. You know, have you ever done something, Matt, and you're on the verge of getting in trouble for it, and you know you're going to, but it just drives you crazy because it hasn't happened yet? It's almost like you want to admit it because you just want to get it over with, but you can't because you're thinking maybe I'll get away with it. Does that, you see what I'm saying?
I've never been in trouble before. No, I'm just kidding. Absolutely. That's happened to me.
I've never been in trouble.
100% well, dude, has happened.
If you've never
times.
Been in trouble, you need to go to another show because this is a show of trouble people.
Yeah,
okay?
No, that's been me for sure.
Yeah, but you know what I'm talking about, right? You know, like when you know you're going to get caught, but you're hoping you don't, and you just have that pit inside your stomach.
Yes, yeah.
I promise you, dude, there are players all over the major leagues right now that are feeling that feeling. And now that this is coming out about Altuve and Bregman, wow, man. And you and I were talking off the air. I'm going to steal something you said, but I'm letting people know that you said it first. But I love Altuve. He is such an awesome story, man. This little tiny guy who can flat out rake and go deep. Now what are you? They're bringing out. What are you bringing out? Cinnamon rolls and stuff. I saw the doctor back there eating. He just got a quick lunch break in, huh? Okay. I'm learning more and more about the offices of Dr. Love as I go along. It's good stuff. Anyway, we're having a good time out here. Anyway, Matt, no, Altuve, dude, you love him like I do, right?
A lot of respect for that guy. Well, I used to. I mean, this all could shake out differently, but if this is all true, I lost it for sure.
He's just a little guy, man. He just rakes. He's awesome. Why do they have to cheat? I don't understand, man, why they have to cheat. And by the way, again, I'll make the disclaimer. When I was 23 years old and I was younger, or 22, 23, whenever it was, and I got to the big leagues. When I got to the big leagues, someone said, stick this needle in your butt, man. It's going to keep you in the big leagues for 10 years. I'd have done it. I'm not trying to tell anybody out there that I am like holier than thou or that I would have never cheated. Now, when I was 30, I wouldn't have done it, because by that point I was a little bit smarter and my frontal lobe has closed, and I had children by then, you know. So yeah, I mean, it would be different, but man, when I was young, I'd have done it. Now, I will tell you this. The interesting part about the whole thing is, Matt, the players, you know, I talked about this yesterday. It's going to be really, really hard if you're a player to stand up and say, hey, fellas, we shouldn't do this. It just is. I mean, I know that's what somebody should have done, but I don't know if the players should be punished as much as the people that actually perpetrated the crime. But I do think that these players, if those two dudes, and they should be gone. You know what I'm saying, Matt? They should be suspended. They really should. I don't know what's going to happen, but this is a big black eye on baseball. And I had my buddy texted me, and he's right. This could be the biggest. Well, it's probably going to be. This could be bigger than the steroids, because the steroids, you had no idea what was happening, but now we got an idea what's happening. We know what's going on. And I don't know what Major League Baseball is going to do. I don't know. I don't know if they can actually prove this, but it's one of those deals. See, what will happen is, Matt, let's say there's six different people that corroborate this story for these players. Dude, that the union is going to fight it really hardly. By the way, I got a guy texting me. He said he has Altuve and Bregman on his fantasy team, so he's very scared now, too. That's pretty good. Anyway, we'll continue to follow the story. I just have a bad feeling that there's just going to be more and more and more coming out. And I wonder how many teams. I just got a text to ask me, is it worse than Rose? It's different than Rose. Pete Rose, you got to remember one thing, and I know people don't like to hear this, but Pete Rose broke the golden rule. And he was only one person, so he was dealt with accordingly. If this is a widespread, like it looks like it might be, then yes, it is worse than Rose, even though it's not the golden rule. But remember, the reason why betting on baseball is the golden rule, just so you guys know, okay? Just so you guys know, the reason why betting on baseball is the golden rule is because people going to the game, it can't be that they don't know that the game is being played correctly and that there's no money that people are throwing the game. So in this respect, I mean, it's horrible what they're doing, but they're not throwing the games. Now, you could argue that they're doing the exact opposite by getting the pitches illegally. But I don't know, man. This thing is crazy. By the way, have you, Matt, have you seen the actual thing of Altuve?
What do you mean? Like the actual device that he used?
Yes.
No.
Have you seen the picture of him telling his teammates, don't take it, to read the lips? Have you seen that?
I have not.
All right, I'm going to send it to you right now. You're not going to believe it. I mean, basically, it says here, this is from the unhinged Yankees, so take it for what it's worth. It's got a blue thing. But it says, I'm no professional lip reader, but I think it's pretty clear what Altuve is saying. So this is what I'm going to do, dude. I'm going to go ahead and, let me try to get this. You know how I'm very challenged as far as the technology is concerned. Okay, I'm gonna send this to you, Matt.
And I'm interested.
I want you to look at it, and during this break, I want you to tell me if you think that that's what he said, if it's obvious, and then I'd like for you to post it on our on the Sports Animal Twitter page and your Twitter page. You want to tell the people again what your Twitter page is?
At Matt Ravis. Ravis spelled like Davis with an R.
At Matt Ravis. So he'll post this at both. And I want all you people out there, especially Astro fans, I want you to go look at it and see what you think. To me, it is incredibly obvious what he says. But I want to hear what Matt says when he gets back. So we will take a Chapel Supply water break. Go by and get a pressure washer. We're here at Dr. Tim Love's Plastic Surgery and Aesthetics. Right now, we got the hair transplants you can get. The PRP injections that stimulate hair growth. They got face tight and body tight. If you want to do some of that stuff, they got the Botox. All of this stuff for men and women. And by the way, guys, if you want to get your beautiful wife a gift certificate or something here, they would do that too because she would love getting it. Give them a call, 751-LOVE, 751-5683, and look younger and feel healthier here at Dr. Tim Love's office. We'll be back. Phone calls when we get back, 460-9957, 460-WSS, and we'll get Matt's opinion on the lip reading. We're not professionals, but I don't know if you need to be one to read this. Stay with us on The Animal. We're back here today at Love Plastic Surgery and Aesthetics. Dr. Tim Love, over 30 years of experience, hair restoration, plastic surgery. You know, guys nowadays are getting a lot of work done too, wanting to look younger, better. So whether you're a man or a woman, they got stuff for you. We'll tell you about it as we go along today. We're going to start taking phone calls the rest of the show, 460-9957, 460-WWS. We do not, I repeat, we do not accept open lines, so let's fill the phone lines up. We get to Oklahoma State basketball last night was absolutely atrocious again. Not only could they not score last night, but they gave up a bunch of bad points to a team that's not any good. The question of the day is, how many wins – is Oklahoma State going to have in the Big 12? I think it might be about two or three, Matt. I mean, I don't know who they're going to beat. If they can't beat Texas at home in this conference, who are they going to beat, Matt?
I think two or three is about right. That's where I'd put it. Four is too many, I think.
Well, I know. I mean, I don't know how. If they win four right now, it'd probably be a nice comeback. I mean, they're playing horrible. And the league is really tough. And they just lost one of their most winnable, maybe their most winnable game of the season. So I don't know, man. If they rip off a 3-13 in the league, that is going to be – that's terrible. Just terrible. And Boynton, he's going to have his work cut out for him next year. And the crazy thing about this team is the younger guys are playing better than the older guys. What's wrong with the older players? The older players aren't playing very well. I don't know. It was hard to watch. Again, I taped it again, and I watched it, and I'm just like, ugh. At least they scored a little more points, I guess. To the phones. By the way, 4 o'clock today, we're going to have Josh Holiday on. So Al Esbeck and I will have Josh Holiday on at 4 o'clock.
Really, really quickly, I did watch that video.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. What'd you think?
So I think he's saying La Camisa. A lot of people are thinking he's saying not the piece. I think he's saying La Camisa, which means the shirt in Spanish. You can see him saying no as well. I mean,
right?
Not the shirt. Right. I don't know. To me, that seems pretty obvious. I also saw another picture of some sort of device that Robinson Chirinos is operating. I'll have to send you this.
Okay. Very good. Very nice. I don't know. I don't know how they're going to get away. I don't know how they're going to get punished. There's going to be some punishment. To the phones. You're on the Sports Animal. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Jim. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Hey, two things real quick. You and Al were talking about the Curb Your Enthusiasm show with that guy that was up for murder.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, the deal in the Dodger Stadium.
Yes, sir. There's a documentary on Netflix about that that is really cool. Both of you guys should watch it. It's called Long Shot.
What's it called?
Long Shot.
All right, I'll watch it. I got Netflix now, so I definitely will watch it. So it talks about this guy and how he probably would have been arrested if it wouldn't have been for that?
Yes, it's very interesting. They were filming the show, and the guy kept panning the crowd, and they caught him for a split second, and it kind of saved his life.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a really cool documentary. But on this Al Altuve thing, he was interviewed right after he hit that home run, and the guy that interviewed him asked him, hey, why can't we rip your shirt off? Or why don't you want them to rip your shirt off? And he said, because his wife would get mad. So he definitely does say, don't rip my shirt off.
There you go, my man. Thank you very much. I remember, believe it or not, I remember that interview. And at the time, you just thought, well, that's kind of stupid. Now we know, don't we?
100% agree. I was like, what? That doesn't make no sense.
And amen,
there is a
dude.
Of a device on his right shoulder that is on Twitter as well that you can see right through it. My thing is me and you, we stole signs many, many times. It's part of the game. It's as old as time. But whenever you're using a device like that, lifetime ban.
Okay, brother. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate
it. Have a good day.
Yep. Boy, lifetime ban. That's interesting. I don't know. You know, when it comes to some of these punishments, Matt, I don't know the actual answer, but I don't know if I really would disagree. I mean, now if these guys don't get punished, I'll disagree. But you know, if they say half a season, if they say 1 year, if they do happen to say lifetime, which I don't think they will, but I probably am just going to be okay with any of it. I would hope that anything would deter it. And you always have to remember, man, the Players Association is so strong.
Yeah, and they're always going to fight for the players no matter what, right?
No matter what.
And that's what their purpose is. It doesn't matter what happens. I mean, during the steroid era, you saw that. So
I told a guy yesterday, they don't care about the game, dude. I mean, they don't. They don't care about the game.
Let me bring up one point, because I think this is interesting to talk about a comparison between baseball and other sports. It does seem like in baseball there's this huge sect of people who are purists, right? And you're one of them.
Sure.
I mean, there's
a bunch of
people who are traditionalists in baseball, and I think that's part of what makes it special. It's part of what makes baseball what it is. But you think about a cheating scandal, an equivalent scandal in basketball. I don't know what that would be, but just think about it.
Well, that referee, how about that referee?
Tim Donaghy, and did he get banned for life? I think he did.
He'd banned for life.
But typically in those sports, when players do something, you don't hear about lifetime bans. Usually you only hear about that in baseball. I don't know. I just find it interesting to think about the differences between how strictly the rules are followed and the punishments that are doled out in baseball. They're really strict in baseball.
It's a different sport. It just is. I mean, it relies it it things matter in baseball a lot more than they do in other sports. And, you know, one of them is the unwritten rules and the traditions and the statistics. By the way, here's a quick, before we go to break, and then we'll get back and take more phone calls, but here's an unbelievable stat that I just got. You ready for this? 2017 playoffs, right? Jose Altuve, his OPS at home during the playoffs was 1.541. Okay? Got that? 1.541. On the road, 0.497. I mean, is that a coincidence? I mean, normally people play better at home than away.
But that is like a whole percent. Like, put that into context a little bit. That is,
it's absurd.
That is a considerable. That'd be like somebody doubling their 3-point percentage.
Exactly. That's exactly right. That'd be like somebody at home shooting in the NBA shooting 40% from the three line, and then on the road shooting 20%. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, that's not a coincidence. You know, people have asked me before, why do people play better at home than on the road? Okay. And I know that my man Pat Jones loves to, you know, disagree with me and many others that say there's a difference. He says if you're good, you know, you go on the road, you're fine. But I truly believe that home is more important than road for a lot of people. It's just the way it is. And there's many different reasons. One of them is you sleep in your own bed. You're in your own house. You open up your own refrigerator. I know people think, well, that's stupid. No, it's not stupid. Trust me. It's you feel much more comfortable. You get in your own car. You don't take a bus. You get to eat your own food. You sit in your own locker. You go to you go in your own bathroom. You shower in the same shower. You play on the same field. I mean, I'm just telling you, home means a lot. It does. It does. But it would never mean that much, all right? It would never – there's no way. There's no argument that anybody could make for that. So it's just – I mean, they're going to be in trouble. I mean, they're going to be in big trouble. And Major League Baseball needs to come down hard on these guys. Let's take a Chap Supply water break. Go by and get a pressure washer here today at Love Plastic Surgery and Aesthetics. Dr. Tim Love, one of the leading plastic surgeons in Oklahoma. He's gotten many awards. Hair transplants. He's going to restore your hair and confidence in 2020. It's $3 per graft for hair transplant. You can call to schedule your consultation at 751-LOVE, 751-L-O-V-E. Also, he does the PRP. It's a platelet-rich plasma. And what they do is they basically use your own cells and naturally regrow your own hair. So a lot of different things for that. If you want to look better, he's got Botox and skincare regimes. A lot of great stuff happening here with Dr. Love. 751-LOVE, 751-5683. Coming up, more of your phone calls right here on the leader in sports, home of the Thunder, the sports animal.
And now another hour of the afternoon sports beat with Jim Traber on 98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal.
It is hour number two on this cold, be relatively content Thursday. I'm Jim Traber here today at Dr. Tim Love, plastic surgery and aesthetics. He's been doing it for over 30 years, board certified, very decorated. And if you are interested in... oh, maybe looking better, feeling better for this 2020. It's got some great things happening up here. Practicing for more than 30 years, like I said, hair transplants. Restore your hair and confidence in 2020. Also, Botox and other things like that. They got this body tight, face tight. They got some great things up here. If you want to give them a call, ask about it. 751-LOVE, 751-5683. Matt just texted me a tweet, I guess, about Bregman, where he basically is just kind of laughing about it, isn't he? They're asking him, what pitch did you get? And he goes, oh, and he just kind of hemmed and hawed, and he goes, did you guess or something like that? And he goes, maybe I knew what was coming, right? Isn't that what he said, Matt? Something
it
like that?
Just kind of has this look on his face. Like, yeah, it's almost unbelievable how arrogant.
Wow. This is, I really fell in love with the Houston Astros and the run that they made and their young players.
And the way they built up that franchise.
Yeah, yeah. I know, yeah. They went from losing 100 games and to win in a World Series, and I just thought, man, that's the way you do it, man, with your minor league organization, and then you bring in a Verlander or whatever. You know, they just did it so perfectly, man. Correa and Altuve, and I just love this team. I really did. I don't have a baseball team that I follow or I'm fans of. I just kind of fell in love with that team, and now we find out that they were cheating their tails off. Golly, just a shame. Let's get to the phones. You're on the Sports Animal. Go ahead, please.
Jim.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, first of all, I'm out of town a lot, so you might have already answered this question, but I have two baseball questions.
Go right ahead.
I'm from Philly, so did Joe Girard hiring? I know he coached the Yankees. I know he did pretty well with
right.
them. I have no
right.
idea. As a Philly fan, what should I expect? You know, what type of coach
he's
is he?
Good. He's a good manager. He knows the game. He's tough. He's hard-nosed. I think the young guys like him. I think it's a good hire for your Phillies. I do.
Cool.
I'm not a big Harper guy, if you've listened to me. I really don't like him very much.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, but I'm not a big Harper guy. I kind of wish that they would have gone a little bit harder and tried to get Trout. Because
yes,
I had heard from people that in the
yep.
game that know that said that Trout really wanted to come back to Philly, but I think that after they did the daggone all the talk about Harper, that Trout just said, okay, I'm just going to stay out here. So, but I don't know. I mean, listen, I'm probably too hard on Harper, but I just think that the guy, he's incredibly talented, but he's not as good as the money that they gave him, and as
yes.
good as people think he is. As far as I think, you know,
right. Yeah, on my second question, I know you now talked about it a couple weeks ago. I just caught a little bit of it, and you were talking about Harper. Now, I guess he's 28, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, no, he's younger than that. He's got to be way younger than that. Harper?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, dude, he's got to be
25.
He's 24, I think. Matt's looking it up right. How old, Matt? Oh, I was wrong. I'm sorry, dude. I thought he was younger. Okay, so 27 is what I'm being told by Matt, so. All right, you were closer, so go ahead, yeah.
You made a comment. I mean, you were saying that possibly he could still get better. I mean, you know, his stats are okay, but for the money he's making,
he averages
30 home runs a year, 100 RBIs, average about I'm guessing like 260-ish.
Yeah, here's the deal. When I say somebody could get better, by the time he's 27, it's got to be all mental. I mean, you know, and the mental part of hitting is huge, okay?
Right.
He has all the physical talent. I mean, he's got all the physical talent. But he's got to get better mentally at the plate, and I don't know if he's going to do it because he makes too many stupid outs. I mean, if you're a Philly fan, you watch him.
Yeah.
I think that there are times where he throws at bats away. And I'll tell you what, I remember talking to Tony Gwynn one time, who I think probably was the best pure hitter that I had ever – seen, just pure hitter, and he said I don't care if it's 15 to nothing in the eighth inning and we're down and there's two outs and there's nobody on base, I'm gonna get a base hit. And you know, that's one of the greatest things that I've ever heard from a hitter, is that, because it's hard, you play 162 games, there's games where you're getting your tail kicked. There's games where you want to get the heck out of there and go home. You might have a date after the game with your wife. You may go into some really nice dinner. I mean, you know, whatever it might be. You may have a day off the next day. And whatever it might be, you want to get the heck out of there. And Tony Gwynn basically saying, I don't care what it is. Every single at bat, I'm getting after it. And I don't think Harper does that. I really don't.
And I know you talked about the strikeouts. And I mean, I played some ball in high school, and two strikes, I always choked up, and you don't see that red.
No, they don't do that anymore, dude. They don't do it. Hey, thanks for the call, man.
Appreciate it, Jim.
Appreciate it. Let's bring in, I think, here we go. Dr. Love, why don't you put that on? Yeah, come on around if you want to sit with me here. We're going to get Dr. Love on. If he wants to put, I know you can't hear me very well, so you might want to put the headphones on because I'm not loud, very loud. Go ahead. How you doing, Doc?
Hi, Jim. Nice to be here.
Dr. Tim Love, thanks for having us out here,
Well,
man.
Thanks for coming.
I bet you this is the first time ever you've had somebody yelling and screaming up and down your hallway.
We liked it, but, you know, Giselle is so sweet. And she looked at me and she goes, Dr. Love, you have a face made for radio. I that was not very nice.
That's not very good. No.
Everybody laughed.
Maybe you should do something to yourself, then. You work on yourself? You ever do anything on yourself?
Everything we do here pretty much I've had done to me except for breast augmentation.
Okay, good. Well, yeah, that's good. So listen, there's got to be people out there going, okay, although we do have a lot of women that listen, but obviously most of our listeners are men, and people are saying, well, what the heck is Traber doing at Dr. Love's place?
Right.
So tell the men out there, because there's a lot of men that are more vain than women, and I'm not one of them, by the way.
No.
I look horrible, and I know I look horrible.
No, you look marvelous.
So seriously, tell us a little bit about what you do for men.
We do. Men typically are not as self-indulgent when it comes to things like plastic surgery or cosmetic surgery or aesthetic treatments. But the one thing that we found where we can really help people, particularly men, but men and women both, but for men particularly, hair replacement, hair transplant, or hair maintenance with platelet and PRP and or nanofat therapy, along with gynecomastia, which is man boob treatment of their man boobs, and the guys will do some liposuction, some body contouring. Occasionally,
I might need some liposuction.
He's got a body made for TV.
Yeah, okay. Made for nothing.
and occasionally guys will do some other areas of body liposuction. But I agree, in general, the market's not quite maybe they feel like it's not available. But we certainly have a lot of things that are amenable for improvement to encourage self-confidence and to enhance what diet and exercise won't do, or to reverse some aging features, or to maintain healthy features. A lot of what we're focusing on now and have evolved into the last 3 to 5 years is a lot available in regenerative technologies, using your own stem cells from your fat, as well as the platelets that are regenerative in nature and initiate wound healing, and complement with different technologies that we use to tighten skin and to regenerate hair or to remove fat. We do a lot for men, and we hope that we can expand that market. The trends would suggest nationally that that's where the growth is in cosmetic surgery, that men are finally kind of opening up to some things.
Now, that PRP, is that the same type of deal that guys do for their knees and
yes.
Kobe went to Germany for and
yes.
all that? It's pretty much the same thing, only you're doing it for the hair, right?
Well, that's a real good question, because that's a real hot spot with the FDA and other regulatory agencies, but PRP is platelet-rich plasma. The platelets do two things. One is they initiate blood clotting, and the other is they initiate wound healing. So what you do is you harvest, we get a syringe of blood, and we spin out the platelets, and we deactivate the clotting component. And you can either activate the other particle to release growth factors, or when they come in contact with tissue, they release anyway. And there are 5 or 6 growth factors that are responsible for basically everything that occurs thereafter in terms of wound healing. So it causes blood vessel ingrowth. It enhances connective tissue growth and a general overall non-inflammatory healthy milieu for tissues to heal and improve. So on hair, it's interesting. There's the 3 little growth channels in the hair follicle, and those growth factors bind to those, and they make the hair healthier. They make it bigger around, so it increases the diameter, and they tend to encourage it to grow longer. So if you have hairs that are failing from age or from testosterone-induced aging, you're going to get the hair to be healthier because you've stimulated the growth centers that make it more productive or more anabolic.
Okay.
And so platelets are real safe. I mean, we're just taking them out, spinning them down, and putting them back
sure.
in.
Yeah.
When you start getting into other uses of tissues from bone marrow or fat-derived stem cells, then you've got to look at regulatory issues as to where you can use them. And what the NBA players are getting done is very high-tech, and where they're getting it done, I'm not an authority to say.
Sure.
But there's a lot of untapped potential in using how God allows us to heal. Now, when you're 18, it's a lot better than when you're our age.
Right.
But it's still what we've got.
Sure.
And you optimize it by creating an injury and then supplementing it with the ways that your body would normally go about healing it, or you use just the normal healing regenerative milieu. So for hair, PRP is great. It enhances density about 30%. There have been probably 48 studies that have kind of corroborated those numbers. It's a very straightforward process and can help a lot. So it's really
awesome.
Good to maintain hair
and
or to stave off a transplant. Women are really amenable to it because they don't conceive of themselves as ever being somebody who needs a transplant because they shouldn't be going bald.
Right, sure. Well, right. Sorry, women, people don't realize, but women lose their hair. Right?
We do a lot of female transplant patients. make a lot of people happy, but it's a different subset because their hair loss causes are different than men generally, and they're a little bit more complicated to take care of just because of the nature of the hair loss.
I would say, too, to the men out there, correct me if I'm wrong, but couldn't they come in here and get it or call and get a gift card for their wives or something? I mean, that probably would be a nice deal, too, right?
Well, and you all know we got to be careful when we get a gift card for our wife and the, how they take that. I think the main thing is it is very kind to be extending, you know, a generosity to somebody. But, again, safety, quality, style, individualizing treatment for somebody is the key. And obviously the person has to be the wanting and willing participant.
Sure.
So I remember one time I got my wife a thing at a salon, and she thought I thought her hair looked bad. So guys have to be careful about
But if a woman wants to get some Botox or something like that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the guy could come in here and get it for her?
Yeah, you can't be like Abe Lincoln when Mary asks if the dressmaker, you know, what looked big. You got to stay honest.
That is some serious history right
you
there.
Yeah, that was a Geico commercial.
Words, that's right. I remember that Geico commercial.
Yeah.
Sure I do.
Yeah. You can't lie.
Well, listen, we appreciate y'all having us out here, and I apologize to all your people about how loud I am.
Well, I think that they fit right in with you.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
They have to work with me.
I'm kind of in this own little area. I don't know if you know it, but I'm in this little tiny area, and there aren't many people in that area with me. So
you're just kind of a wallflower.
Yeah, I am. You're right. I am definitely a wallflower.
Yeah.
The wall is falling down, I might add, because I'm so loud. So.
But it's fun to have company.
Well, it's good to be here.
And we appreciate you helping us.
Well, we appreciate being here.
Talking us up.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Love.
What?
And, of course, we played the song earlier by Kiss. They call me Dr. Love.
Come on, somebody did it.
Your wife, when she first met you, she started yelling at you, Dr.
Oh, Love. Don't you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's what she said.
All right.
She didn't say it anymore, but she, yeah.
That's
she,
right. No,
right,
now.
One
you're
time.
Too old. You're too old to be that yeah. Dr. Love now. So. Thanks, Doc.
Thank you, Jim.
Appreciate it. Dr. Love, with enjoying being out here. We appreciate him very much. Let's get back to the phones. You're on the Sports Animal. Go ahead, please.
Traber.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, that video that's going around of Altuve, do you know if that's from this year's playoffs when he hit the home run off of Chapman?
Was it this year or last year's playoffs?
No, it was this year.
Well, that's who he hit it off. He hit the home run off of Chapman. So, yeah, this year, yeah.
Okay, so it was still going on, obviously, this year, not just 2017, right?
No, it's been going on for a while. They didn't stop. Why would they stop? It was working, and they didn't get caught, you know?
Right, right.
Of course, Alex Cora was the guy, I guess, that came up with it, from what I understand. Then he left, and I guess by that time they knew how to do it. Then the Red Sox started doing it.
Right. Hey, I got a favor, too. One of my good friends, Adrian's listening. Can you just tell him hello? He's a huge fan of yours.
Adrian! Adrian! I love that. Yep. Adrian, of course, from Rocky. Adrian! We're saying hi to Adrian. Glad you're listening.
This is pretty interesting. MLB statement coming out in the last minute.
Oh, I love it. What's going on?
This is a quote. MLB explored wearable devices during the investigation, but found no evidence to substantiate it. They said that included this year as well.
Oh, my gosh. That means they're going to get away with it. That means the players are going to get away with it. Huh. See, this is...
There's so many people saying they have heard from multiple parties that there's too much smoke here. I mean...
Yeah, I mean, this is... Look, I'm a member of the Baseball Players Association, so I'm not going to say anything bad, but I'm going to tell you that the Baseball Players Association is so powerful. I don't know if Major League Baseball is afraid of them or what. It does not make any sense, though, that they can't figure this out. Well, I'll tell you, if they get away with this, it'll be a shame because it looks pretty daggone obvious is what the truth is. Back to the phones, 460-9957. You're on the Animal. Go ahead, please.
Jim.
What's up?
Hey, this is coming from a Dodger fan, so take it what you can. Yeah.
Well, they cheated against you, so you should be upset. Go ahead.
I am, and that's the whole thing. You know, if the Red Sox were doing it when they beat us, if the Astros are doing it when they beat us, how do I move forward as a fan here? I mean, this is pretty – those guys work their tails off to get that good and to get to the position they're in. And the two times you make it, you get cheated against. You know, and I'm going back even to Matt Kemp getting cheated against with Braun taking, you know – performance-enhancing stuff. I'm tired of it, man, as a baseball fan, and that is my sport. I love that sport.
Yeah, dude, you know, I wish I had an answer for you, but I think I would feel the exact same way as you, man. Because I know that you don't want to hear what I'm getting ready to say, but it does look like that in both World Series you got cheated against. That's what it's looking like. And they were showing the other day that it's unbelievable because, you know, when you watch the game, you don't think about it because dudes are great hitters. And, I mean, you know, great hitters hit great pitches. That's the way life is. But they were showing Kershaw, and he threw just a filthy, I mean, a filthy slider to Altuve down and in. And he just pummeled it. I mean, just pummeled it into the stands. And, you know, at the time, you just think, boy, that's big-time hitting. But, man, if you know that slider's coming, it makes it a lot easier to hit it.
Right. And here's one last thing, and I'll shut up. I'm just kind of venting. But, you know, Houston, they go through the hurricane and all the things. I really just thought this is just their year, you know.
Yeah,
this is like,
sure.
It's just destiny for them and good job. And I had to hear from all my friends, you know, how – it was the best World Series they'd ever seen, you know, but I was on the losing end of it. And it was.
Right.
It was just a tremendous, tremendous. I actually have come to grips with they beat us, you know. But now I'm like, well, crap. Do you remember the games? I don't. Do you remember how many they won at home and how many, you know what I mean?
I don't remember exactly. I know they beat y'all out there in Los Angeles. To get it back, or you know me, man.
I'm just like you, bro. I'm just like you.
I can't. But I want to say, I think they might have won three of their four wins might have been in Houston, if I remember. I know Matt's going to look it up, but either way, it doesn't matter, dude. The way you're feeling is the way you should feel. I would feel the same way. I would feel disgusted. I would feel hurt. I think the problems coming back up from back then would come up again. I'm just telling you, man, I feel for you and all Dodger fans because obviously it looks like both years were against you guys, and that's really sad. So I'm sorry. I wish I could help you, brother.
Yeah, take care, man.
Thanks, man. I don't know what to say to something like that, Matt. I'd feel the same way, wouldn't you? I mean,
what do you say to the crowd who say that cheating goes on everywhere? I'm not saying there are any reports out there or anything of that, but I don't. It sounds like there's a chance that this could be widespread.
Well, if
it happened in more than one place,
find out. There's four teams that people have talked about, and by the way, the Dodgers are one of them. But there are four teams that people have talked about so far. There might be more. Whatever it is, man, punish people. Get rid of the people that are involved. That's the way I feel. I don't know.
I think it's a fair question. I mean, with what we've seen so far and in the willingness for teams to do this and think they can get away with it, I don't know. I'd be interested to know.
It's disgusting as far as baseball and being a baseball fan. It's just a shame. Let's take a Chap Supply water break. Go by and get a pressure washer. I'm here today at Dr. Love Plastic Surgery and Aesthetics. This guy's been around for over 30 years, does a great, great job. You want to get some hair transplants. You heard us talk about the platelet-rich plasma. Use your own cells, and it regrows your own hair. I mean, this stuff is really impressive. Give him a call, 751-LOVE, 751-5683. Stay with us. More phone calls next on The Sports and Emo. We're back here today at Dr. Love Plastic Surgery and Aesthetics. Just talking to him a little bit more about some of this stuff. Really good stuff. Way too smart for me, but I'm trying to figure it out. So, my brother's a doctor. You can talk to my doctor him. No, we are. This is really good stuff. Talking about the hair transplant and the PRP, the platelet-rich plasma. Using your own cells to naturally grow your own hair is something that is really, really working. So we'll talk more about it as we go along. Let us get back to the phones. You're on the Sports Animal. Go ahead, please.
Is it me?
Yeah, what's up?
I was just calling. First off, I'm a big fan. I'm from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. I listen every single day. I love you.
Thank you, brother.
And Al.
Thank you. Also, I'm
glad that you're back healthy again. I prayed for you.
Thank you.
Always glad to hear that. And
Thank you.
I was basically, it's not, this actually ain't sports related. I was calling to yesterday, you and Al was talking about the lack of World War One movies, and I was just going to tell you a good one. I don't know if you're a fan of James Franco or not, but he played in a movie called Flyboys. It's about World War One, and
I've heard of that movie. I never saw it.
Oh, I've seen it on Netflix. I don't know if it's still on there, but I've seen it a few years back. That is a great movie.
Okay.
It's a great movie.
Okay, good. I like James. I think James Franco does a good job, so I'll have to watch it.
All right. That's it. I was going to call.
All right, my man.
Let you know.
Thanks
that.
For the kind Thanks words. Appreciate you. Up there in Broken Arrow. Thank you. Take care. We've been up to Broken Arrow a couple times to go do shows. Appreciate the people up there in Tulsa. 460-9957 is the way you get into the program. 888-285-9957. Back to the phones. You're on the Sports Animal. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, is it me?
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, we're talking about the Houston thing, and you made a comment earlier. Or a lot of talk has been about, you know, how do you punish the players compared to upper management?
Right.
Well, is planning something as serious as actually doing it? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it is, but the prop. Okay, I understand what you're saying, but in life, whoever it is that's running the show is going to be the people, is going to be the person that's going to get in the most trouble if they've done something wrong, even if they're just the ones that said, hey, let's go do this, and the people are the ones that go do it. Because, like I said, how do you punish the entire team? Are you going to, like, if you say, let's punish the players from the Houston Astros, are you going to send every player that was on that team who was a hitter? Are you going to say, all right, you're going to be suspended for a year? And then, by the way, what do you do with the pitchers? The pitchers, the starting pitchers hit. So did they get it or did they not get it or did they not know about it or did they know about it? I mean, they're just logistically, it's just going to be horrible. You know, that's the problem I have.
Well, it is a horrible situation, but if you put it in another perspective, I'm looking at it like, I don't know, it's a different topic, but let's say a burglary. You plan it, I do it. I tell on you for telling me to do it. Are you going to get the same punishment I got for doing it? Because I never would have had the opportunity to do it if you hadn't have planned it.
Right, but let me go a little further. Okay, how can I say? So if I tell you to do something and you work for me and I'm telling you if you don't do it, I'm going to fire you, and then you go do it, and then you tell them, hey, listen, he was going to fire me. I was going to lose my job. I wouldn't be able to feed my family. Then you would not get in as much trouble as me, because I think that you would have an excuse of, I didn't want to do it, but I didn't want to lose my job kind of deal. Now, again, we're getting into something totally different now, because obviously these players are making a bunch of money and it's not that big of a deal. I'm just saying, look, I would like every human being involved in this to be punished. I just don't know how you do it. You know, that's the problem. And look, we are finding out of guys that had buzzers on them, and it looks as if a bunch of different people are saying they knew about it. We now have a video of Bregman basically laughing about that they can do it. And Major League Baseball comes out today and says, we checked on it all. We didn't find anything. So you see what I'm saying? I mean, it's just, I would like to see everyone punished. I just don't know how it could happen. You see what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying, yeah. But, you plan it. I think the person that commits it are both as serious as the other. But also, I look at it, I like the guy that called you earlier, with the Dodger fan. You're a gambler. You like to gamble. Let's say he had a few thousand dollars on the Dodgers to win. Do you feel like he got ripped off?
Oh my gosh, dude!
That's stealing. That's
the money. The money thing is really interesting about gambling. I mean, that's a really good point, man. I mean, but then again, Major League Baseball, if they're just going to say, we don't care about you people that lost money, but it, you did get duped if you bet on the Dodgers. You got cheated. I mean, it's just way it way. There's no other way you can say it. So
you're right. All
good
right,
stuff.
Man,
thanks, man. Good phone call. I want people to know that I want the players to be in trouble who were involved. I just don't know how you do it. It just, like Matt and I talked about yesterday, logistically, it's just a nightmare. You know, how do you figure out who did what?
And for example, like Robinson Chirinos, 24 hours ago, not even made his deal final with the Rangers. He's not even on the Astros anymore. So you're punishing the Rangers
right.
for something the Astros did? If you suspend him for
right.
a year?
That's right. Yeah. What are you going to
do? Absolutely.
They're all over it. People are on other teams. People are, how about if they're retired? What are you going to do to that guy? Take money away from him?
So it's just really, really tough. It's just hard.
What about the relief pitcher? What about the relief pitcher that sits down in the daggone bullpen and knows what's happening, but of course never got, you know, benefit from it?
And didn't blow the whistle.
What do you do with him? Yeah, what do you do with him? What do you do with the guy that just sat in the daggone bullpen and never, ever never hit, not one time, went to the plate, never got anything from it, but knew about it. He knew all about it. What are you going to do to that guy? Should he be suspended? He didn't go forward with it, but because he knew about it? I mean, like I said, there's just so many different alleyways and things. I mean, just all these different things that come off of this. I just don't know where you go. But what I do know is that they better come up with something and lay down some serious law from now on. Because you got to remember something, Matt. It's kind of like, you know how you hear about, like, there's a town that has an ordinance or a law that says if you spit on the ground, you'll get arrested. They've got these laws from like 1850.
Illegal to walk backwards, whatever,
yeah,
stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, Major League Baseball's rules were made a long time ago. So they didn't have any idea that there was going to come a day where some dude, you could put a camera way out in the outfield to take pictures of everything. So I think that it's time for Major League Baseball to make some changes. That's what I believe.
Do you agree that the power dynamic of that whole thing changes things as far as the owners or the managers commanding them to do something? That changes things too, right? Because that caller wanted them to be punished equally. But I think the power... Like you said, if you know you're going to get fired for speaking up, then you're probably not going to speak up.
Yeah.
And I think that matters in doling out punishments.
I was, of course, not a star on the team, okay? But if I would have stood up and said, you know what, I'm not going to be a part of this. I can't believe y'all are doing this. This is against what the game's all about. I'd have been in AAA so fast, dude. Now, maybe they would have been worried about me telling on them, but I was going to go down to AAA in their organization. So what's worse for me as a player, to be out of the game that I love, and, you know, maybe they send me to AAA, and then when I get to AAA, then if I tell on them, then maybe they'll send me to A-ball. What am I going to do, you know, down in A-ball or something? You see what I'm saying? I mean, it's just they have all the power.
And you can see in the moment how you would rather just stay the course and think, okay, maybe they'll get away with this, rather than blowing it all up and having to deal with that.
Well, and then as a human being... A human being that's wanted to play in the big league since I was 5 years old, if I thought that it was going to help me hit, I probably would do it. You know, that's what I want people to know. I'm 58 years old right now. If you think that at 22 or 23 I was making the same decisions I'm making now, I mean, I'm not. Look, if I was on the Houston Astros and they told me, hey, listen, dude, we can tell you if a fastball or a breaking ball is coming, I'd say, okay, great, let me know. That's what I would have done, Matt. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and go, I would have never done that. I'd have done it. But as we now know that they did do it, how do you find out who did and who didn't? It's not like you, like, wrote it down. All you did was just listen for some kind of buzzer or the trash can, you know, that they were pounding on in the dugout. How do you know? You could just say, I could say to you, you know what? I could say to you this. I could say, hey, every single time I went to the plate, I never listened to anything. I just hit. How are you going to prove me wrong, Matt? How are you going to say that you're wrong? We know that you did. right? Yep. How are you going to know? You don't know.
Absolutely.
I mean, I thought Altuve just hit a big-time slider. That's what I thought. But now, I think he probably knew it was coming. So, anyway, it's just it's so messed up. But I want everybody to know, I want the players involved punished. But you can't come up with something that really is good to find out who did it and who didn't. My boy Watson says they need to take away their first-round picks for the next 5 years and put a salary cap on them. Maybe they can only have $120 million salary or something like that for the next 5 years. That's interesting. I'm open for all suggestions. I want it to stop. Baseball's already messed up enough. Let's take a Chop Supply water break. Go by and get a pressure washer. We're here today at Love Plastic Surgery and Aesthetics. Dr. Tim Love, you just heard him a little while ago, one of the leading plastic surgeons in all of Oklahoma. And he believes that the traditional strip harvesting hair transplant method provides the best results for his patients. And he does that here for you. He also has the PRP, the platelet-rich plasma, that you can do to kind of rejuvenate your cells and grow hair that way. They also do Botox and a lot of skin care stuff. Come on, give them a call. 751-LOVE, 751-5683. Coming up, more phone calls. And then at top of the hour, Al Eschbeck and I will talk to Josh Holiday as they get ready for this beautiful stadium on the Animal. Don't go away. Here today at Dr. Tim Love, Plastic Surgery and Aesthetics. By the way, just want to let people know that if you want to get down to Dallas Love Field, there are no more planes flying from Oklahoma City to Dallas Love. It's done. It's over with. But Von Lane has a beautiful, luxurious bus that you can take back and forth that has everything you want in it, food, drink, great bathrooms, Wi-Fi, comfortable, and it's cheaper, obviously, than a plane. Get your work done. Do whatever you want to do. Go on the internet, TVs. All you got to do is go to vonlane.com, V-O-N-L-A-N-E.com, V-O-N-L-A-N-E.com. Put in Animal, and you'll get 10% off your first ride on Von Lane. Back to the phones. You're on the Sports Animal. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Jim, how are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, doing well. Hey, question for you on this Astros deal.
Okay.
You know, I follow baseball pretty closely myself, and, I'm hearing all this stuff about the Astro hitters and so forth, but I know there's been a lot of rumblings about the stuff the pitchers were, you know, doing as well, and I don't know what, if anything, they would, other than scuffing balls and stuff, but, I mean, you know, you got guys like Cole and Verlander. You know, Verlander was definitely on the decline, and then he comes in, all of a sudden he's like, he's 24 again, lighting it up. And you know, Cole goes from a good pitcher with the Pirates to, you know, just dominant with the Astros. And, you know, you had some journeymen like McHugh and other guys like that that really came on. And I just wonder what, if anything, those guys would be doing using technology. Because I don't trust the Astros at all. Or, you know,
well, it's a good point. I don't trust him either, but there's really nothing you can do for a pitcher.
Right. That's what I mean,
there's
was nothing. I mean, you know,
there's no way you can
balls and scuff and stuff and junk like
well,
that.
Well, yeah, you can cheat that way, but yeah, that doesn't have anything to do with technology. I mean,
no.
And usually you get caught because hitters know what the heck's happening with the ball. And, you know, with the ball, like I've talked about it before, I knew when pitchers were cheating because suddenly the ball would move in a direction that the ball wasn't supposed to move, you know? I mean, suddenly, like, you know, I know people don't like to hear this, but suddenly Nolan Ryan, when he throws 98 miles an hour and has his big old curveball, suddenly he throws a pitch that's about 90 that just drops off the table. Well, that, you know, that at that point he's cheating, you know? And so, I don't know what they can do. I don't know what a pitcher could do in this situation to help them. I do think you're being a little bit unfair about Verlander. He wasn't really going down the tubes. He was just kind of floating around at the time. You go back and look at his numbers before he came to Houston. They were pretty good. Now they got better in Houston. And you're right with Cole in Pittsburgh was solid, but he's become the best pitcher in all of baseball. But sometimes people grow up a little bit too. So that's, in other words, I don't see any way that you could ever prove anything about their pitchers. Now, their hitters is a different story.
Sure, sure.
Okay?
Well, I'm with you. Okay, thanks, Jim.
All right, appreciate it, brother. I'm sure that everybody's going to be down on the Astros. Matter of fact, the Astros and the Red Sox, and frankly, if any other teams, they're just going to get unmercifully booed when they go to other stadiums. And should. They should. Back to the phones. You're on the Sports Animal. Go ahead, please.
Jim?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just a couple things on cheating, man. It's way more pronounced than what comes out. I know you talk about a town called Wheeling, West Virginia, you're fond of.
Sure, I know Wheeling, yeah.
Yeah. You ever read a book, Murder Never Dies?
I have not read Murder Never Dies.
You probably want to read that because my friend, he routinely took bets from, I'm not trying to slight your team, the Steelers, but
that's fine.
From the Rooneys on a weekly basis on the NFL. And he could get any NBA game fixed at any time.
Yeah. I don't care about the Rooneys. I mean, I'd be surprised if the Rooneys were doing it, but I wouldn't be shocked.
I'm not saying they were.
I don't care about it. Doesn't bother me.
Well, I'm not saying bet because they knew the game was fixed, but
right.
they were.
Right.
You know, they placed wagers that weren't invaded. Let's put it that way.
Well, the NBA thing would be though, if this dude wrote a book about that, you would think that someone would do some research on it with the NBA and figure out if it was really true or not, right? I don't know.
Well, there's research there. If you read it, you know, I'll listen and say you read it. I can tell you a little bit more about people that aren't identified in the book. That's where I grew up and lived all my life. I'm telling you it's true.
Now, was your father a coal miner?
No, he was a steel mill worker.
Okay, that's what – either steel or coal, one or the other, man. That's that whole area back there, Pittsburgh, Wheeling, all that area there.
Grew up with the Necros, Phil and Joe.
Phil and Joe, very nice, yeah. I took Joe Necro deep, by the way, so I just thought I had a home run against him, so that was nice. He was an old man, but that didn't care. I don't care. He was still pitching. So.
Yeah,
hey, thanks for the call, man.
It's all good, but I mean –
appreciate it. Thanks for the call. 460-9957. I've never heard of that book. You ever heard of that book?
No, never have.
Never heard of it. I'm sure there's cheating going on all different places, but if you find cheating, you need to shut it down. And that's what they need to do with this. To the phones, you're on the Sports Animal. Go ahead, please. Hello.
Hey, Jim.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, man, enjoy the show.
Thank you.
And, man, just my feelings on this whole deal is, you know, whether they were at the plate or not, everybody had something to gain. You know, they went to the World Series. They went to the biggest game or the biggest series of the year. So
right.
Everybody, I agree with you. They should all be punished, pitchers included. My question to you is, though, the baseball union, I don't know a whole lot about it, but I know when I think of a union, I think of a union that will protect you and keep you from any unfair treatment. So is the baseball union like that? Were you talking about, you know, well, the manager told me I would do it or I would be in AAA. Does the union at some point step in to help that?
Well, listen, let me tell you about the baseball union. First, it's the strongest union in the world, bar none. Second, all they care about are their people. So even if one of their players or people do something wrong, they're still going to stick up for them. You see where I'm coming from? It doesn't matter. They don't care. I just said this yesterday. They don't care about the game of baseball. They don't. Now, someone will say, well, Jim, if the game of baseball goes away, then they won't be a union. You're right. But they know that's not happening. So they only care about the player. So if a player does something wrong, okay, and it openly happens, they're going to stick up for him until the very end. So if you start trying to do things to players, they're going to get involved. Now, we haven't heard a word from them yet, okay? And that's because no players have been punished yet. But I promise you, if some player gets punished, the union's coming out. And the union, like I said, is as strong as you've ever seen. So What I brought up about we'll send you down to AAA, absolutely. If they sent me down to AAA because I wouldn't do something that was illegal, and I called the Players Association and said that it happened, well, then they would be on my side no matter what. And they would go ahead and find out. May not go public with it, but they'd find out what's going on. And if they could prove it, you know, if I was hitting really well and I went down for no reason or whatever, or blah, 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 well, then they'd come after the team. That's the way it is. But this union, trust me, the union's just sitting there waiting to pounce if they have to. And they will pounce. Matt, what do you got going tonight? Anything good?
Yeah, it's kind of a slow sports night. Excited to hear Coach Holiday coming up next.
Yes. Did you laugh last night at all when the Astros went and Houston went down to when they lost last night? Houston lost last night?
The Rockets? It's a bad time to be a Houston sports fan. Bad time.
Ah, Rockets. I'll tell you who's stinking it up. It's Harden. You can't be an MVP and play the way he is. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. They better not even think about giving him the MVP. Anyway, they play the Lakers, I think, on national TV Saturday night. That'll be interesting. Well, Matt, we'll get back after it on Be Happy Friday tomorrow. Good job, brother.
Thank you. You too. See ya.
All right. Chop Supply Water, Baker Buy, and get a pressure wash. We're here today at Love Plastic Surgery and Aesthetics. Dr. Tim Love, one of the leading plastic surgeons in Oklahoma. Right now, they got a New Year's special for 2020. $3 per graft if you get your hair done, lower than the national average and national competitors. And or you can get the PRP injections that stimulate your hair growth. That's just one of the things he does. He does everything, a variety of services. Give him a call, 751-LOVE, 751-5683. Coming up, Mr. Al Eschbeck. We'll have Josh Holiday on right away. And a lot more on the Leader in Sports, home of the Thunder, the sports animal.